Listen, you don't have to turn there right now, because this is not where I'm really getting into the message. But I am that I am speaks over me. And it's interesting how we say, I am what you say I am. Now, it'll be one thing if we were trying to be something that nobody gave us permission to be. But when he says, you know, I give you permission to be, then we have the right, not only the right, but we have the command to be more. If you said it, I believe it. Come on, say it again. If you said it, I believe it. I want to see what he said. I am that I am speaks over me, right? You don't have to turn there real quick. It's John chapter 14, verse 10. He said, believe is not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. These are red words. You know, I love the red words. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. We're talking about I am that I am, right? Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. I ain't got to the good part yet. Verse 12, here we go. If you said it, no answer now, no. If you said it, I believe it. I am what you say I am. Verily, verily, that means I'm gonna say it again and again. I'm gonna say it. I'm stressing it to you. He could have said verily one time, but it was important to him, so he said it twice. Verily, verily, I say it to you. So ain't nobody. This is not secondhand. Jesus says, I'm not waiting for somebody else to tell you. I'm going to tell you. I say unto you, he that believe, how many of y'all believe on Jesus? I can't hear you. How many of y'all believe on Jesus? He that believeth on me. The works that I do. Red words. It's Jesus talking. It'd be one thing if it was the rest of them, but it's Jesus talking. Right? It's our Savior talking, right? Yeah. The one that died and rose again. Him. Y'all know him, right? Him. He said that. I am what you say I am. The works that I do, shall he do also. That's enough to shout about right there. Just do the works that Jesus did. But Jesus thought more. You telling me that Jesus thought more? Wait, you telling me that Jesus looked upon the future and saw you and me even before we were here and saw more? He saw a greater thing than what? Wait, he saw greater works? Do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. I am who you say I am. If you said it, he said, I say unto you. If you said it, I believe it. Say, I believe it. Come on, say it again. Say, I believe it. Come on, say it again. Say, I believe it. Lord, this moment is yours. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today's church is not yesterday's church. The church used to be built on coddling and pacifiers. And come in, let me take care of you. Let me mend you up. All the church was known as was a hospital. Bring the wounded soldiers. When I was a child, I did things as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. In a minute, we're going to read. It's a famous scripture reading. I'm going to take you into something else. But talking about, you know, you should have been teachers by now. But you still need milk. Not because it's actually what you need, but we got to grow up. Everybody say grow up. Grow up. Look at your neighbor and tell them grow up. If you're sitting by your mama, them don't say nothing. If you're sitting by your mama, don't do that to yourself. Because we're going to have a resurrection service. Just be like this, grow up self, grow up self, grow up self. And we're in a place, you know, Apostle's been plowing like this for years. I would hear him say stuff. He said, I want to teach you so well that even if I go off, you'll know it. And now, y'all ain't heard many preachers say that. Because the preacher wanted, they wanted, whenever I say go, then you better do what I tell you to do. For somebody to tell you that I want to preach to you so well upon the word of God that even if I go off, you'll know it. I also would hear him say that I want you to be able to fight if you can't get in touch with me. I want you to know what you got to do if you can't get in touch with one of the elders or one of the ministers can't come pray for you. Today's church is not yesterday's church. Today's church is not yesterday's church. Today's church is not yesterday's church. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Over the years, the church was built off a whole bunch of principles that Jesus did not talk about. And it became babysitting more than growing and deployment. You know what it means to be deployed? How many of y'all been in the army before? You know what it means to be deployed? I'm sending you out on a mission. And I only send you out because you're ready. I ain't sending you out if you ain't ready. But God, dog, how long it take to get ready? 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 45 years? How long? It's about to be a shock. I just heard this in my head last night. I'm tired of people coming talk to y'all about what God gonna do. What? How much? What more do you want from me? That's what God is saying. What more do you want from me? Everybody got a prophecy about what God about to do and what God gonna do for you. Y'all know y'all been hearing it for years. Every time y'all see somebody on TV, yeah, God gonna win. I ain't here to talk to you about what God gonna do. What you gonna do? Look at your neighbor and ask him, what you gonna do? No, you had to ask him like me. Don't. Look at your neighbor, what you gonna do? Nope, I ain't see y'all. See, you gotta shake your head. Your face gotta shake a little bit. What you gonna do? Use your finger to sign, what you gonna do? Come on! The works that I do, shall you do. I'm going to take you to a scripture in a minute. He said, don't ask me nothing. Yeah. Jesus coming, don't ask me nothing. In that day, what day that is? In that day, you ain't going to ask me nothing. And don't think I'm going to come there and say, I'm going to pray to the Father for you. He said it, it's red words. I thank God for this scripture, John chapter 1, verse 14, and I got to go to another one real quick because I really get to, John chapter 1, verse 14, I thank God for this scripture because it eliminates all of our excuses. It eliminates every excuse we would ever have to not be more. It eliminates our excuses. Well, Jesus was like this. Of course he could do it because he was Jesus. Of course, we just read that he said the works that I do, you're going to do. But you know, we think Jesus is Superman or we think he's an Avenger. Well, of course Jesus could do it because Jesus was, you know, I'm going to call him. He's going to come and do it for me. No. I love this scripture. And John set this thing straight. Let me give you a little history lesson. The Gospels were written after the epistles. You got Acts, Romans, all the epistles, all that. The Gospels were written after that. They came back and wrote about Jesus. The disciples that walked with, they came back and wrote about Jesus after that. And they did it after because I think there were some things they had to fix. are some things that had to put more straight line than what was being said. Are y'all hearing me? So John comes to write this after. You know, John is the synoptic gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are synoptic gospels. I mean, they're kind of the same. They kind of go on the same timeline. But then there's the gospel of John. He speaks a different way. John speaks, he would call himself the one that Jesus loved. So he spoke from a different perspective. John, and I love the way he laid out this. It eliminates excuses. It eliminates excuses. It'll be one thing if it said the word came down here fluttering like the precious power of God in a light. It ain't say that. It says the word was made. Come on, check it. Make sure you still. Use your hands and check and make sure there's still flesh there. Come on, use your. So still, right? You should. That you still got flesh. Okay. I make sure it's still. Word. The word was made. Flesh dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Glory is only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So now that eliminates my excuses to be, well, you're only human. Says well, like what? So, don't nobody care. We're gonna eliminate excuses. I love it. I love it. I teach in my Living Bible book class. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So now we you don't get an excuse for it to be on the paper and I couldn't do it. No, the word was made flesh. If he did it. There's no scripture. As he is, so are we in this world. Y'all came to get a word this morning? Yes. I just want to let you know you are the word. Sometimes you're trying to receive what you already got. I receive. God said, you got it already. I receive. God, send me the power. Send the rain. You are the rain. Rain. My God. My God. My God. Word made flesh dwelt among us. He sent like that for a reason. My shirt coming out? I ain't got no shame. Watch out, I got it. Just talking about nobody care. I mean that with my heart too, boy. Flesh and dwelt among us. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. If, before I get to verse 1, let me jump up to chapter 5, because he goes out of chapter 5 and into 6. Chapter 5, verse 11. He said, of whom we have many things to say, I'm a big proponent of not being biblically selective. Sometimes we have to jump scriptures during a message because we only have so much time, but you should read the context. Everybody say context. Come on, everybody say context. When I say context, I mean you need to read what's before, read what's after. That means after we read together today, you need to read together by yourself. You need to take this home and go over it again. I'm not coming to give you some sweet water this morning. And so you can feel good about the rest of the week. No, this is a plan that we got to live by. So I want you to read the context. We're going to read verse 11. Of whom are many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Verse 12, for when the time you ought to be. So there's a time that I ought to be a teacher. Now don't y'all go sign up for ministry school talking about you a reverend now. That ain't what that means. There's more teaching. Let me tell you something. There's more teaching. The word was made what? There's more teaching in the lifestyle than there is in the words. I'm going to teach y'all something. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Same thing when apostles step up here. We're writing the book right now. And you have, some of us do, but some of us have no idea what we're listening to on Sundays. And although he's teaching us the unadulterated line upon line word of God, his life is the bigger lesson. Yes, yes, yes. I would talk to people, we were talking about the camp, and I would talk about connection, because connection is not trying to get your outlines. Come on. I remember they used to be, shh, 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 shh. They try to do like him. He used to go, shh. So they try to do it like that because they thought it was in that. No, you got to connect. And when you see the lifestyle, you realize the message. You realize that when I come here and tell you, you got to deny yourself. I done that already. Sometimes you hear apostle, he starts talking, he said, look, I ain't got nothing else, I just love God. That's all I'm doing all day long, right? Yeah, that's lifestyle. He's not preparing for messages. This who he is. God chose him because that's who he is. Your lifestyle is a teacher. Somebody should see you and learn a different way to do it. Just in your regular conversation, about the coffee cups and just walking down the hallway, or just talking to somebody on the phone, or you might have to have a customer service call or whatever. Right there, my lifestyle should be a teacher. Everybody won't be up here. All y'all don't want to be up here. It'd be hot up here. When you leave them up here, you feel everybody. You feel it all. People listen, they ain't listening. You're up here, you feel the energy coming back at you, the ones that don't want to hear. Don't nobody care. But your lifestyle. For the time out to be, you should be teaching. You have need that one teach you again. Would be the first principles of the oracles of God. And have become, and are become such as those have need of not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a. For strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. That means, hold on, your senses are exercised. You ain't got to get off into the atmosphere. Your senses are exercised. Chapter 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, I said, what are you talking about? Leaving the principles. Chapter 6, verse 1, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. I said, what are you talking about? Let us go on to perfection. I thought the doctrine of Christ was perfection. Yeah, the word was made what? Flesh. I can hear you. The word was made what? Flesh. I'll say it again. The word was made what? Flesh. The word was made flesh. So the word on the paper ain't going to do it. The Bible talks about it. The letter itself killeth. It's the spirit that gives life. Jesus says it again. He says, search the scriptures. John 5:39. We got to go there. John 5:39. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of. He said, but you won't come to me. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance of dead works and the faith towards God. I said, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, what? Then I hit the word doctrine. I got a little Strong's. You got a little Strong's dictionary because you're written in Greek and I'm trying to find out what it is. And it said a speech. It said a theory. Just a little message. Like a little saying about Christ. Because we say a lot about Jesus. We got a lot to say about Jesus, don't we? He said, leave all that talking you're doing. Now, as a child, I used to talk about, boy, what I'm going to do when I get older. Boy, when I grow up, boy. I can only talk about it as a child. I wasn't enabled as a child. So because I was a child, I could not be that thing. I knew I had man parts. And I knew one day I would grow up into a man, but I wasn't a man that day. Even the principles of the doctrines of Christ. We're talking about it so much. Jesus is going to do this. What you going to do? God, what did God say? Y'all want a word from the Lord. The word of the Lord say, what you going to do? That's what God's saying. God said, you don't want me to say it in a way that you think is spiritual? And thus said the Lord of hosts, in the spirit of the times, what are you? Gonna do. Boy, apostle boy, be doing it. What you doing? Verse 2 of the doctrine of baptism, laying on of hands, and resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Keep talking about the. What are we going to do? Y'all know I like quiet church, right? I love it. What are you thinking? Ephesians 4. And go ahead, Ephesians 4. And I got to do a little reading. I beseech you, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond in peace. There's one body and one spirit, even as you're called, and one hope you're called, and one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all. And, read that. I want that to come out to my, what else? No, to read it. Look at it. Read it. Hey, don't put it on the screen no more. Don't put it on the screen no more. I see people looking at me. Where your Bible at? Don't put it on the screen right now. Are you there? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. You read. Ready, read. Above all, and then where else? Where? Through all, huh? Who, where's all? Who's all? Who's all? Who's all? By show of hands, who all? All y'all raise your hands. All y'all. This doesn't mean all. Through all and? Real specific. But unto every one of us given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Every one of us? Wait, every single, wait, what? Well, every one of us got the measure of the gift of Christ? Wow. Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he left captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended was also, but he also descended from to the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is also the same that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill. Verse 11, read. All right, now for what? We got an apostle now. For what? Hold on, wait. For what? Go ahead, read 12. What does that mean? That means you gotta grow up. Right? Now, God bless Word of Life. We have a pretty mature church. I said it that way for a reason. We pretty mature. But I believe more should be getting done. Oh, y'all don't agree? I believe there should be more manifestation. I believe we shouldn't have to put out no advertisement about coming to hear the word of life. Because somebody ought to see you as a walking billboard. Perfecting of the saints. What's the next part? Working the ministry is simply mean passing it out. People be signing up to be a reverend. I want to be a reverend now. I think I'm an evangelist. I think I'm a whatever. Ministry only means to pass it out. It only means to pass it out, to administer. It don't mean you a reverend now. Some of y'all are holding yourselves back by trying to be a reverend. It just simply means to pass out what's in you. For the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So this is what fivefold ministry is for. You ready for this? Verse 13, read it. Ready, read. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the what? Knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature. And I had to read this. We read stuff in the scriptures over time. And I just skim over it just because you memorized it. But it says to measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means you measure up and you have the same stature. And the same footprint that Christ had, you have. And the same weight that he carried when he walked in the room, you have the same weight. Why? Because that's in you. That's what you have on the inside of you. Say, Christ is in me. Come on, say it aloud. Say, Christ is in me. So the same weight that Christ has when he walked in the room, I got it. The same ability that Jesus, that we worship and praise about all day long, is walking right there with us on a daily basis. But he also says, John 8, you shall know the, and the truth of, thank you, I'm glad you said make real loud, because somebody else said set, you know I was going off. It don't say set, it say make. You know the truth will make you free. That means you're free already, but you just hadn't been made free with your own thought process. There's a couple types of people, and I wrote this down. There are those that don't want to be more. I like it is. I got it how I want to. I'm about to chill and coast this thing out till Jesus come back. They be the people that talk about Jesus coming back all the time. They be the ones talking about the rapture more than what they supposed to do right now. Well, he coming back one day. Duh. What you doing today? Is he here now? Because if the sky ain't cracked and you don't hear no trumpets, then we need to be doing something. That's what we don't want to do. I'm glad that Jesus, boy, I'm glad he died. Boy, I'm glad Jesus died, so I ain't got to die. I'm glad he suffered, so I ain't got to suffer. The works that I do. Jesus did it, so I ain't got to do nothing. That's that message. Jesus did it all, so I ain't got to do nothing. What kind of game is that? I get to reap all the benefits. I ain't got to do nothing. Then they got those that want to do more, but they don't know they are more. Because majority of the time, nobody told them. They keep telling you to pray to Christ when Christ told you to go to the Father. Listen, they keep asking you to tell Jesus to come and do something for you that he's done already. When Jesus said, it is finished, he was not lying. It is. till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, you can put it on the screen now. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of, there go that word again, doctrine. Let me tell you something. A few weeks ago, I just made 40. And you see how long you been in the church? 40 years. Every day of my life, I've been in the pew. Amen. And I done heard a lot of preaching. I done met a lot of reverends and bishops and pastors and apostles and preachers and reverends and doctors and elders and deacons and worship extraordinaires, prince of praise and all that. I done met them all. And I just wonder if they got that much praise going on and that many reverends and doctors and churches, why are we not seeing more? Why do on a lot of times we still see a decline in lifestyle? Something wrong. All these grand songs we sing about how great is our God. Sing with me, how great. And all will see how great. What that mean to you? When you say all will see how great is our God, you think it's about to be like a mighty rushing wind coming through? No, he's going to see it through you. They're going to see how great God is in you. And it's going to spark how great God is in them. We have a grave responsibility. So we're not going off and I ain't got nowhere else to take you right now. We're not about to leave out. Who received that power? You got the power already. The power in you when you don't feel it. I know we like goosebumps. I know. I want to feel them all on me. I understand. Half the time, that's emotions. Forget half. 98% of the time, you've gotten emotional. You didn't cry. I ain't gonna actually show hands. Anybody just start crying because you felt the spirit? Then you got in the car and it was regular? We got deep off in the Holy Ghost. Well, where was you at over there? We were deep in the spirit. Where are you in the next 10 minutes? Like I said about devotion. This is my morning devotion. What's the rest of your day? You are a living devotion. I used to wonder how Jesus would say, pray without ceasing. How? Until I realize I'm a living prayer. I'm a walking request of God in any place that I put my foot in. Everywhere that, if I'm breathing, I'm requesting God. Right where I am, if there's breath in my body, when I set foot in there's a request of God in that place. We've got to stop putting new wine in old bottles. You can't want God to come and do it when he told you to do it. Which one are you going to pick? Which one are we picking? Well, God, I want you to do it. He said, I've already done it. You do it. I hear that story over and over again, over and over again. I was here for years and years and years and years. Brother Hagin talking about the story. He said they had a demon over there in the corner making noise while he's trying to preach. And demon in the corner. And he said, Lord, stop him. Tell him to be quiet. He said, you do it. Because you got the power to do it. You remember that song, I Got the Power? Y'all remember that? Doctrine. By the slight of men and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lie to speak to the weight to deceive. But speaking the truth, love may grow up. Verse 15. You read it. Ready, read. Hold on. How many things? How many things? One more time. How many things? I was over there. Acts chapter 19. Go ahead, flip over there real quick. Some of y'all know this story, but I start looking at it. Acts chapter 19, start with verse 13. And then a certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcist, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. The name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. That don't sound like a good message. When you come here and tell me, I adjure you by the message that such and such preaches, what you got to say? You here right now, why don't you give me a fresh word? Why are you reading the outline? Why are you at home and taking your notes and reading your notes from what Apostle said to your situation? Brother Hagin would say, ex-Brother Hagin again. They said, why is your preaching different? They said, why when you say things happen, but the other people be saying the same thing you saying, but don't nothing be changing. Their ministers don't change. He said, sat there for a minute. If you knew Brother Hagin, he'd sit there and he'd be quiet for a long time. You almost think he didn't hear you. He just sit there. He said, them other guys, he said, they're an echo, I'm a voice. As much as you love your man of God, he is coming to tell you, you have to know your voice. You got a voice. Yeah, I'm going to call and pray with you because my job is to agree with you. But how can two walk together except they agree? So I can't agree with unbelief. I can't agree identity with non-identity. You got to know who you are. And then I will know who we are together causing something to happen. But you got to know. We adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preached. God, that's what? And those are certain vagabond Jews. Vagabond mean they wanderers. They ain't never stable on no thought process. We just jump from this doctrine to the next doctrine. Where to move at? That's where we going. Or we studying this devotion today. Or we praying like this tomorrow. Just wandering. Never stable on who they really are. And there were seven sons, one a Sceva, a Jew, the chief priest which did so. Verse 15, and the evil spirit answered. This thing didn't turn into a conversation. It's supposed to be an exorcism. Now it's a counseling session. Y'all shouldn't be talking to them problems that long. Why are you having a conversation with your issues? Somebody say you got to deal with your problems. Don't make no deal with your problems. You tell your problems they don't belong. We praying too long, y'all. And somebody say amen. Amen. I know. Nobody won't be. No, we praying too long. Yeah. We got to pray too long for this one thing. That's right. We've been praying too many years for this. It's not till we own up to it, do something different change. Insanity is doing this. Expecting something different to happen. We've been praying about this too. I gotta talk to this every day. When I talk to God, I gotta talk to this. This ain't my God. How long? And the evil spirit answered. Ain't got no business talking. I can't get past that point. What you talking? Who gave you permission to speak? But that, see, that spirit knew that it had some power there. Soon they say, I adjure you. See, this is why we got to stop. You got to stop. You know, I know what the scriptures say. What you said? Word made flesh. Word made flesh. I'm talking to y'all. Word made, I'm calling your name. Word made flesh. You, word made flesh. That's your new name. Word made flesh. Word in the flesh. That's your new name. Word in the flesh. I'm talking to you. Okay. Word in the flesh. What you said? But that spirit knew he had leeway. He knew he had a right to talk. Because you ain't even know what you was talking about. You done came here and brought some book to me and started quoting out the book. And the evil spirit answered and said, y'all see it? What he said? Yeah, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know the Lord. I know Jesus. Sound like us, huh? And Paul, I know. But who the hell? Are you? I hear what you're saying, but I don't know who you are. Y'all catch me now. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know you. I hear you came in here talking that big stuff, but I don't really feel nothing right now. And so Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Ask your neighbor real quick. It's a turn to your neighbor Sunday. Jesus, I know. Look, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. You. Who are you? Not your government name. Word in the flesh. That's your new name, word in the flesh. Say, I am the word of God in the flesh. Say it again. Say it again. Hey, get rid of all your other, I know y'all got your little daily confessions. And affirmations. No, become affirmed. Say it again. I am the word of God in the flesh. No, we're going to say it again. Say it again.
I am the word of God in the flesh.
Uh-huh. 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 You receive it because you got it already. Say it again.
I am the word of God in the
flesh. Next time the problem show up and say, well, you ain't got to know. I am the word of God in the flesh. Next time that pain hit, I am. Now, if I knew that I was the word of God in the flesh, I got to show y'all something. In the red words, if you ever read about Jesus, If you ever take time to spend some time with Jesus, if you ever take some time to spend some time with Jesus, if you ever take some time to die in the red words, I'll say it again. If you ever just take some time to die in the red words. Die in them. Let them drown you. You never really hear Jesus saying, "And God told me." Or we say it. "And God told me to tell y'all." He never said nothing like that. He said, "When you see me, you see the Father. How long am I going to be with y'all?" All right, remember now what we opened up with. What we opened up with is the service. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also," no excuses, "greater works." When God tells you something or shows you something, you have a right to say it like you said it. No, no. Y'all didn't hear me. When God shows you something, or he tells you something, you have a right to say it. We were kids, and we still do it now. You know, my sister is funny. We'd be like, she'd be like, "My daddy told me to tell y'all." Like, he my daddy too. Right, but it's just a little funny stuff. My mama looking for you. I said, "Who, mama?" Stupid. But there's a level of energy that comes when, you know, we all know how to do it. You know, Apostle said to go do this. Everybody, what do you want me to do? But then sometimes you got to come in and say, "Do this." You got to know to do this, even if there ain't no instruction to do this. Word made flesh. Hey. Hey, word made flesh. Hey, y'all don't wave at me? Okay, that's cool. I'll talk to y'all over here. Hey, word made flesh. Word made flesh. Y'all here? Can you hear me? Word made flesh. Say, "I am the word of God in the flesh." It becomes so clear that I don't need the time that it takes for the word to get to me. I know the word because I am the word. You know, Jesus would say stuff. He said, "My judgment is just because I'm only doing the will of the Father." He said, "I'm not doing anything else. I don't have any other agendas. The only agenda I have is the agenda of the Father." So when you see me, you see the Father, because I ain't brought nobody else with me. I ain't bring Montreal. Right? I ain't bring nobody else with me. When you see me, you see the Father. "Not my will, but thy will be done." So now when I'm speaking, my words are not watered down. You ever play the telephone game? Any of you ever play the telephone game? You might not call it a telephone game, but you done it before. Somebody told you something, and now you pass it on to them, but you got the story all the way wrong. But you done added on to it. And by the time it got to the 14th person, it's a whole lie out here. We don't even know who we talking about anymore. I don't even know this man. I feel sorry for this man. I don't even know this man. Who are you? I know Apostle. Yeah, he a mighty man of God. Who are you again? Hey, Word made flesh. Hey. I am the Word of God in the flesh. Now, I don't know if you know how strong that is. But if you continue to remind yourself, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Wear it on the inside of you. I remind myself that I'm the walking Word of God. Not because I said so, because he said so. Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. Who are you? Next scripture shows exactly who they were. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them. And overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house and whooped the clothes off of them and wounded. Naked and wounded. Just because they didn't know who they were? Well, you know, Jesus said, I was in the room one night talking to some friends, and we talking about Jesus, so we doing a good thing. We talking about Jesus, and we just talking about Jesus. And I heard him whisper to me, stop talking about me like I ain't here. I'm serious. I'm sitting there. He said, stop talking about me like I ain't here. You know, you refer to somebody like they ain't in the room. He said, stop talking about me like I ain't here. Then he said, stop talking about me like I ain't here. And he flipped the conversation. Look how he flipped the conversation. So my conversation's flipped from, well, you know, Jesus said, I just started saying stuff. And I wasn't just saying anything, of course, you know what I'm saying? But I started speaking in that direction. The Bible talks about the preceding word. Not the secondhand word. Not the written down word that you put in your notes or you got in your devotional. Who are you? Hey, Word in the flesh. Hey, Word of God. I won't be man of God. No, Word of God. No, but you need to know. There should be no other rehearsal in your mind. You're gonna say I am the Word of God in the flesh. Say it again. I am the Word of God in the flesh. Say it again. I am the Word of God in the flesh. Luke 17:20. Put it on the screen. Let me read this. Let me show you something else that you are. Let me show you something else that you are. Luke 17, go ahead and put it on the screen, Luke 17:20. And when demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, kingdom of God coming not with observation. Next scripture. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, listen, look at me, behold. I need you to be and hold this. I need you to behold the kingdom of God. Don't look at the scripture no more. Look at me. The kingdom of God is within you. Say the kingdom of God is within me. Say the kingdom of God is within me. Say it again. Now see, I done canceled a lot of your long prayers during your day. Because if you remind yourself that, then your words become a living request. Right? It moves from being a request and you waiting on it to happen to it's an immediate request and demand and then an expression. When I say it, it happens. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? See, that power is in you already, but we haven't been saying the right things. So we've been manifesting all kind of stuff. Because we didn't know that we are the word of God. Well, we meditate. I am the word of God in the flesh. God said, let us make man in our image. That's the word, ain't it? Flip over to chapter 16. I think I want to start at verse 22. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. Your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Verse 23. Y'all there? If you're there, say amen. Amen. Y'all still looking at that screen now. I understand. John chapter 16, verse 23. That first line, I just want you to read that first line. John 16, 23. John 16, 23. I think it said Luke, John 16, 23. Couldn't be that if I said the wrong scripture, huh? That first line says what? What day that is? Everybody say today. What that first line say again? What that mean? Well, come on, we need a revelation knowledge in the spirit to give you discernment on this. What that line mean? If I tell you, y'all remember when your mom used to take you to the store? We going in this store. I'm going ahead and get this. You go here. Don't ask. Y'all know it. Come on. Y'all know it. Don't ask me for nothing. And in that day, Jesus said, I brought you to this earth. Yeah. Now we're going to go in this earth. Yeah. And when you get in there, and in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you that whatsoever he'll give it. I like the way he said it, though. He said he'll give it you. He said give it to you. Y'all ain't catching it. Y'all ain't catching it. A lot of issues that come in your life, like problems and situations, God gave you to it. Because who else is going to solve it? Who else is going to fix it? I needed to deal with this type of situation in the earth realm, so I gave you to it. Y'all ain't hearing me. They came because the problem came because God allowed it to come to you because he knew you could fix it. He knew you was the pill that it needed. Some of the things that we complain about are the jobs where we are we complain about are the places that we are that we complain about. God actually gave us to that thing to fix the situation. But see, now it goes back to who are you? See, if you think you just you, then you out here trying to get your life. And you think every situation is all, oh man, why is it coming against me? But if you know who you are, hey, word in the flesh. Hey, word in the flesh. If you knew that's who you are, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? The kingdom of God is where? In me. If you know who you are, then you realize that when I show up, God then showed up. And maybe God has given me to that thing to bring healing to it. Maybe ain't nobody ever seen that thing get healed. But they're going to see it today. He gave the right one. For God so loved the world that he gave the right one. He gave the right one. Listen, stop complaining and stop rebuking. I could not understand why Jesus said, resist not evil. But now I do understand. Because when you show up and you and evil come in contact, you converted. Who are you? When I change my identity, it changes my identity. It shows up different when I show up. Listen, we're about to finish. I am the word of God in the flesh. The kingdom of God lives on the inside of me. Greater is he. Yeah, y'all know this, but now it's going to be alive. Greater is he that is in me. Not just on me. In me. Then he that is in the world. If the works that I do so you do also, then the words that I speak, they're spirit, they're life. That's what Jesus said. That's what you say too. So your words are spirit and life. Watch what you're saying now. Come on, word in the flesh. Watch what you're saying now. Word in the flesh. You got to watch your mouth today. Because you have. Come on, change your confession. Just say this 1,000 times in the morning. Put the other thing down. I am the word of God in the flesh. Amen. 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 Amen.